It's 8:40 on the ticket, Friday morning with the Musers. We haven't talked much baseball, but the two championship series are going on. The Dodgers are dominating the NLCS, and we've got the odd Blue Jays-Mariners matchup in the ALCS tied at two. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the baseball postseason is the oldest living ball player. We say good morning to Dirty Doug Out.
You gotta have to speak up there, young man. I can barely hear you.
Just saying good morning to you, Doug.
Good to talk to you too, young whippersnappers. I like talking to young people like you who take an interest in the great old game of baseball.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on.
I like that you're lining. You're lining from the best.
Yes.
I was there back when it all started. I played with all the greats. George Herman Ruth.
Wow.
Tyrellius Cobb. Shohei Ohtani. All the greats.
How's that timeline match
up? A long career.
Yeah, you don't tell me my business, kid. I know my business.
Okay.
You shut your... What's your name, kid?
George.
Oh, okay. This is George Dunham. I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a legend in this business.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
If the business we're talking about is being a complete jackwad butt clown.
But,
yeah, you're a legend. Yeah. Now, you don't know what you're talking about, do you, Chief?
Well, that could be. And
don't
Chief
know your ass from a hole in the wall.
Well, I don't know about that.
Knucklehead. Probably pulling your butt right now. Is that right?
No, I'm trying to broadcast.
Yeah. You're talking to me and you're giving yourself the old shake weight under the console.
What are you talking about?
Gooning the old Dirty Dugout, huh?
No.
You're hitting yourself like a monkey on meth. I know your type.
No. I'm offended by all this.
Yeah.
Can we calm down and talk some baseball? Are you watching these games?
Nah. I ain't watching these games. I ain't watching any of this baseball. Baseball's become a pansy sport.
Oh, really?
Oh,
they don't hit each other anymore. They don't play dirty like they did in my day.
Yeah.
We'd stab each other. We'd poke each other in the eye. We'd fish hook each other in the mouth. I need full male-on-male contact with my baseball.
Gosh.
In my day, baseball was more contact than football these days.
Wow.
We played it rough. Rough, I tell ya.
That sounds familiar.
But these players, they're so soft. With their pitch counts and their indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing?
Back in my day, we didn't have a pitch count.
Yeah.
And we used to have to go number two inside a big oak barrel we kept in the clubhouse.
Oh, my gosh. It's gross.
By the end of the season, it was overflowing. It smelled like a dumpster in a graveyard.
But you didn't care.
I didn't care. When it overflowed, everyone got cholera and dysentery, and we liked it. We considered it an honor.
You liked it?
Yeah. Why can't today's pitchers extend their pitch counts by going number two in a community barrel at a clubhouse?
That is not going to extend their pitch counts or their innings.
Oh, that's what Big Chief says.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Let me ask you something, George. You ever done anything in your life beyond sawing cowboy cords on a J-45 while trying to hold in a diarrhea?
Well, I don't know about the holding in the diarrhea thing, but you're so... Yeah, no.
Don't upset him, George. Remember the senior.
Yeah, why are you yelling at an old man?
I'm not yelling. You're yelling at me, making all these wild accusations. Okay, let me ask you this. What about the Dodgers? Are you impressed with them? They're at it again. They're up 3-0.
I care about the Dodgers and overpaid athletes.
I guess not.
You know, today's average salary in the major leagues is over 5 million smackaloos.
Yeah.
And that's not only annually, but also every year.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. During the Depression, which I played in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know how much I made playing baseball?
How much?
A nickel. I made a nickel a season. And I could stretch that nickel and eat well all year.
Really?
I used to eat shoes and tree roots and license plates.
That's quite a diet.
And I'm talking, they were gourmet license plates after I was done preparing them with the spices and the cooking over an open flame. But today's players, they don't know what a gourmet license plate tastes like.
No, they do not.
Probably not.
Oh, you don't think so, huh, George?
Look, why are you singling me out?
With the big brain, there's George with his glorious mud flaps.
Well, that's not true, and I don't know why we're taking it from you. You're a career 200 hitter, big deal.
Yeah. I established the Mendoza line before Mendoza was even named Mendoza by his parents. I tell you, you ain't accomplished nothing in your life. At least I hit for 200 in the major leagues. You never played in the major league.
That is true. You got that over
me. I played baseball through two world wars, and then got a hit off lefty.
Lefty?
And the whole time I was doing that, you were over there using AI to make Futanari do a leap upon.
I don't use AI.
You Kardashian-loving clown, I have a mind to come right through this phone and grab you around your
see,
throat.
We have common ground there. I'm not into the Kardashians.
I got to go take a bite out of Clyde.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Dirty Dugout.
Oh, he was ornery this morning.
So confrontational.